More on seeming non-anonymous significance. Can the death of high European official be used against the no COVID-19 pandemic argument? To continue the above ruminations, notably also the death even of a currently acting high official cannot be used by us, the anonymous insignificant, to establish personally any truths, especially the truth regarding the reality of COVID-19 pandemic, other than the absolute truth that the particular individual in question certainly died, as reported by the press. This report, none of us, the anonymous insignificants, has any reason to doubt. Furthermore, while heads of state are voted in by the respected citizens or are legally sanctioned as heads of state, as monarchs are, and therefore they fulfill the cutoff criterion in this book for non-anonymous significance, some of whom would have died if there were a real COVID-19 pandemic. The high official of the European Union, for example, in this context, hasn't been voted in by a single European citizen. Therefore, he does not fit into the, quote, no significance death from with COVID-19 criterion we use. He is another instance of non-anonymous insignificant, and his death has no bearing on our conclusion about the falsity of the claim for a COVID-19 pandemic. Regardless of its absoluteness, the death of a high official is not a fact that can be used for the kind of global categorical conclusion of the sort of the absolute conclusion that the theory, quote-unquote, of relativity and quantum mechanics, very ominously foisted upon humanity, are two different flavors of nonsense. In addition, such high official may be an Italian, and two things are well known about Italians. As was already mentioned, the flu vaccination rate amongst them has exceeded 80% for many years. While the flu vaccination rate among Bulgarians has never exceeded 3% in recent years. This probably is one of the reasons why in 2020, Italy will see a mass die-off in the population that Bulgaria will not. The March 2020 lockdown in Bulgaria is completely unjustified. It has been imposed by sycophantic compradors, for which they must be held accountable. It was this unjustified lockdown that caused the neglect of the real deadly diseases, which, in concert with completely already destroyed health system, led to the extraordinary mortality rate in Bulgaria at the end of November 2020. Speaking of a high-ranking bureaucrat, and being Italian, there could be other complicating factors, such as, say, certain blood abnormalities, which are far less common in Bulgaria. Also, such a bureaucrat is just some official, in effect a clerk, whose death can be quite freely and irresponsibly talked about in all sorts of fabrications, covered up as we see happening now, rather than being a central news story.